Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, and I certainly hope everybody had a very, very happy Thanksgiving. And this is Dr. Jim Bachman. I am in natural health care, and I hosted a program for, oh my gosh, most of the 80s and early 90s called Talk to the Doctor. And I want to thank Blog Talk Radio very, very much for having me on the program and giving me 30 minutes to help unravel how alcohol affects your body. Now, that being said, see if you know anyone or perhaps yourself who have had these kind of experiences. We're going to explore about 8 different effects that alcohol has on your body. So, you know, the effect number one is called the initial warm, fuzzy feeling. Have you ever had that after having one or two drinks? So every night of drinking starts the same. You have a drink, then you get initial warm and fuzzy, feeling calm. The stress starts to melt away, and you reach for another because alcohol releases chemicals in the brain called endorphins, explains a Seattle-based registered dietitian, Ginger Hulton, because these kinds of chemicals make you feel warm and relaxed. You feel that, hey, I've had one, then, hey, I'm chilling out, I'm going to have another one. So you do. You reach for another one. So the effect that alcohol has, it produces something that we call the confidence high. Have you ever had that? Have you ever seen anybody who's been drinking have the confidence high? They do something that they definitely wouldn't do under any other circumstances. So, alongside the release of endorphins, the alcohol also stimulates GABA, gamma aminobutyric acid. That's a very long chemical name. It's a naturally occurring compound in your brain, in every one of our brains, that chills you out. GABA, G-A-B-A. You may want to look that up. It may help you understanding. And according to the article in The Guardian, once you are onto your third or fourth drink, you may start blocking another chemical that's naturally produced in the brain called glutamate. It's the main excitatory transmitter in the brain. And what that does is that helps you build your confidence. Have you seen anyone? Maybe you've had this kind of experience after 3 or 4 drinks. Man, I can conquer the world. I can do this. I can jump here. I can do things that I wouldn't normally do, because in your brain there are chemicals that relax you, chemicals that get you excited, and alcohol plays into these two after 2 or 3, and some folks even less. So that being said, the confidence high after the chill out is something that we have all seen. So what we're discussing today is we're discussing the effect, and there's about 8 different effects that alcohol has on your central nervous system or on your brain. And the first feeling that we get is that, oh my gosh, I feel so much relaxed, I feel so good, that, hey, that warm and fuzzy initial feeling, what I'm going to do now is I'm going to reach for another one. And then, unfortunately, I reach for another one. And the reason that happens is because you are experiencing what is called the confidence high. Alcohol is stimulating the release of GABA, G-A-B-A. It's a naturally occurring compound in your brain that chills you up. And then there's another chemical that is released in the brain called glutamate, and it helps to excite. It's an excitatory transmitter, and it gives you more confidence. There's a scientist at David Nutt, who is a professor of neuropsychopharmacology. Wow. Imperial College of London says the more glutamate means more anxiety, and the less glutamate means less anxiety. So when people get very drunk, They're even less anxious than they were when they were just a little bit drunk. So that's why when you're drunk, you will think everything is okay. Now listen to this. Everything is okay, even when the reality is it is not. So the reason that I'm taking 30 minutes out of my day to explain why this is occurring, because there are some different processes as we go along, and there's about 8 different effects that this alcohol has on your body. And as you can probably tell, I don't recommend folks consume alcohol on a regular basis for some of these reasons. So a nutritionist, Gabriel Peacock, adds that alcohol lowers your inhibitions and sense of fear. For this reason, individuals can be emboldened and more confident to do things that they normally wouldn't do. You know anyone that's done that? They do crazy things. They hurt themselves, or they hurt someone else, or end up in a tragic situation. So I'm Dr. Jim Bachman. If you would like any of this information, don't hesitate to email me, private message me, or go to my website, www.askingdrjim.com, askingdrjim.com. So the first effect of the first drink is what? Chills you out, makes you feel just super relaxed, because alcohol is affecting brain activity by helping to stimulate the production of what is called GABA. It's the chilling out chemical that your body normally makes. Then the next thing that occurs is after another drink is you start to get more confidence. And that is because glutamate, which is another chemical, it's an excitatory chemical. So now you're relaxed and you're excited, and you're going to do crazy things that you normally wouldn't do. So you continue to drink, which, you know, has a bad effect. So the next thing that occurs is that alcohol has the third effect. And perhaps you've had this situation, or perhaps not. Maybe you've witnessed it. I don't know. But anyone that I've seen intoxicated definitely exhibits some of these different characteristics. So we've all witnessed it or been there ourselves. Drunk people slurring their words. Have you ever had that experience? Falling over or knocking drinks off the table. Turns out there's a good reason why that happens. Alcohol reduces communication between the body and the brain, making coordination of not only our limbs, but the many muscles and movements required for effective speech tricky. So let me say that again. Alcohol interferes with the communication between your brain and your muscles. That's why you slur your speech and you have coordination issues, because alcohol interferes with that communication. So the first stage is you feel chilled. Oh, man, you're feeling really good, really relaxed. You continue to drink. Then you start to get really overconfident because the glutamate production is being affected, or because that's your excitatory kind of chemical that's released. Then coordination starts to go. So we're in the third phase of how alcohol affects you. Now, is this important to you? Maybe you can save someone's life by understanding what we're talking about. So the third effect is coordination, the coordination chaos, because the alcohol affects the communication between the brain, the muscles, and the rest of the body. This is Dr. Jim Bachman. I'm a natural health care practitioner. I've been working in natural health care since 1976. I hosted a call-in program in my local hometown for about 15 years. And Blog Talk Radio has been so kind to provide me 30 minutes to be able to help get this information out, and I hope that it's going also onto Facebook so folks can listen to it and maybe help save a tragic holiday situation, because it is the the holiday season and people start to lose their inhibitions and, you know, after drinking and sometimes are involved in crazy things they wouldn't normally do and regret it because of that decision. So my goal then is to help you understand the different phases. The first phase after having alcohol is the relaxation phase. The second phase is the excitatory, where you get overconfident. The third phase is when you start to have muscular problems and coordination problems, where you slur your speech and you have difficulty in walking, standing up, and doing talking and communicating. So the fourth phase is memory loss. Have any of you ever had so much alcohol that you have had memory loss? Personally, I have never had that experience, because whenever I get involved in doing any consumption of alcohol, my body rebels. And believe me, it rebels violently, so everything comes out. So the fourth phase of alcohol's effect on your body is memory loss and blackouts. Drinking too much alcohol doesn't just affect your body's ability to function properly, it also messes with your mind. According to Peacock, alcohol interferes with your brain's ability to consolidate new memories. Therefore, memory loss and blackouts can become common. The Natural Institute on Alcoholism and Alcohol Abuse notes that alcohol can produce detectable impairments in memory after only a few drinks, and as the amount of alcohol increases, so does the degree of impairment. Now, what does all that mean? Well, it means large quantities of alcohol, binge drinking, especially when consumed quickly and on an empty stomach, can produce a blackout or an interval of time for which intoxicated people cannot recall key details of an event or even entire events. Have you had that experience where there's just holes in your memory for the last episode where you had some binge drinking? So typically, when blood alcohol count reaches 14% or higher, some people will black out. Keep in mind that this is really dangerous drinking behavior. And guess what? The memory doesn't return for a lot of those folks. So the reason that we're talking about these first four issues, first of all, the relaxed feeling, the overconfidence, the coordination and speech issues, and then blackouts and holes in your memory, is because sometimes, folks, these things don't get reversed. Wow. What do I mean by that? Well, as we move on, I'll give you more supportive information that suggests that binge drinking may cause damage to your brain that can't heal itself. Because I get asked this all the time. Do you recommend, you know, I have one or two drinks on a daily basis? Well, my approach is no. Alcohol, folks, in any way, shape, or form is toxic to your nervous system. Whether it's at a party, whether it's wine, whether it's what's the other stuff a lot of folks drink? Beer, or whether it's all the other fancy drinks that are higher content of alcohol. It's toxic. That's why it affects your brain like this. So, that being said, that's a decision you have to make. But if you understand what occurs in your brain and the risk that you are taking, that's why in binge drinking, you will see people that their physical appearance changes, their mental acuity changes. And I want to, folks to understand that sometimes that is not a reversible situation. So, alcohol effect number five, the spinning room. Have you ever been there? Excuse me. When you finally reach your bed, you might find that the room is spinning. There isn't much you can do besides place one foot on the floor, on the ground, and then hopefully you will fall asleep. Have you ever had this effect? Alcohol affects how the balancing system in the inner ear functions. The change in your blood due to the presence of alcohol means that the balancing system tells the brain that you are moving much more than you actually are. That's why in previous discussion that we were talking about, that you stagger. And, you know, the spinning room just doesn't go away until you finally go to sleep, because the alcohol in your blood is affecting your inner ear. So now we've affected the brain. Now we've affected the inner ear. Now we have affected the muscles. We've affected your memory. We've affected your decision making. Duh. Number six. The 4 a.m. wake-up call. Aha, the 4 a.m. wake-up call. The reason you sometimes wake up early when you're drinking heavily is due to your liver. What happens is when you wake up, your blood sugar level has dipped or dropped because drinking impairs the ability to release the right amount of glycogen in your blood to keep your blood sugar stable. Glycogen is how your body stores energy. If it is impaired, it can't release it properly. Therefore, you get up and you want to eat anything in sight to get your blood sugar back up. Essentially, your body's waking up because you need sugar. That's the 4 a.m. wake-up call. Makes sense? Have you ever been there after binge drinking or having several drinks? 4 a.m. you wake up. Don't know why you wake up. Most of the time it's because you have to go to the bathroom. But there are other reasons, and the physiological reason is the fact your blood sugar level has dropped so dramatically that your body is in an alarm state. So if you're diabetic or you're on different types of medication, that's why you can't mix those together. So you need to be aware of that, because sometimes you may come upon somebody who's having that issue and you can help them out. And it may not be a stroke or anything like that. It just may be the fact that your blood sugar level has dropped dramatically. Also, alcohol has a diuretic effect on your body, which means that it flushes out water and dehydrates you. Oh boy, anyone ever had that issue? So that's why you have the hangover headache the next day. Your body is dehydrated, and that's why when a person comes to see me as a natural healthcare practitioner, I say, if they're complaining of headaches, are you drinking enough water? 50 to 60% of the time or more, they are not. This is Dr. Jim Bachman. I'm a natural healthcare practitioner, and I hosted a call-in radio program in my locality, Greensburg, Pennsylvania, for about 15 years. And it was my honor to be able to make suggestions to people to help themselves. And if that didn't help, then go to a natural healthcare practitioner or report to your physician and investigate the situation more. What I'm doing today is helping to give out information that may help some folks make some decisions on whether to drink or whether not to drink. So we've discussed the first five effects on the body. Now we're talking about the sixth. And the sixth effect is the 4 a.m. wake-up call, because you are absolutely famished because your liver cannot produce the amount of glycogen because of the alcohol in your system. So, that being said, the other effect that usually wakes you up at 4 a.m. is you have to go to the bathroom. And we're talking about going to the bathroom in a hurry. We call it the shuffle. So, you also have a horrible, horrible headache most of the time, and because you are dehydrated, because alcohol dehydrates your body. Because alcohol is the enemy of sleep. Most folks say, well, you take a certain amount of alcohol and you'll sleep better. Well, according to the studies, you feel terrible because alcohol is the enemy of quality sleep. Now listen to this. Consuming just one unit of alcohol before bed reduces your restorative sleep by around 1 hour. Consuming just one unit of alcohol before bed reduces your restorative sleep by around 1 hour. Well, what's restorative sleep? Restorative sleep is the sleep that you need to get up the next day and say, oh man, I am refreshed. I can tackle the world. So, one unit of alcohol affects your restorative sleep by 1 hour. So having 2 to 3 glasses of wine in the evening and sleeping for 6 hours means you won't actually get a restorative sleep and therefore will not recover overnight. So, folks, are you starting to see a pattern develop? So our data consistently shows that those who drink alcohol recover less in their sleep, less during the day, and spend more time in the stressed zone during working hours. So if you wonder why you feel stressed the next day or two, it's because of alcohol, because you don't get restorative sleep. So I'll summarize. If you may want to get a piece of paper to write this down. So alcohol also produces something we call the next day the hangover or the hangxiety. And believe me, they are real. The dehydration nature of alcohol leads to nausea and headaches. Boy, I can tell you that for sure. I've had that experience as a young man. But that's not the only reason you feel like death the next day. When it comes to hangovers, most evidence right now points to the toxic acetaldehyde, which is created as the liver breaks down the extra alcohol in your body. Now, let me say that again. When it comes to hangovers, the most of our evidence right now points to the toxin. It's called acetaldehyde that your liver breaks down. It's created in the liver as the liver metabolizes to try to get alcohol out of your body. So due to the genetic variations in each person, one person will have more efficiency in doing that than another. So the more toxin you have in the body, the worse the hangover. The difference between hangovers and individuals does have something to do with their baseline hydration levels, what was consumed or eaten with alcohol, and how well they rested. So that being said, then number 7 is, if you're going to have alcohol, make sure you eat and make sure you have some water to stay hydrated. So as you can see, we have affected almost every part of your body with over-consuming alcohol. So alcohol effect number 8. Yes, and there's 8 of them, and I'll review them if you want to record them or write them down. And the reason I'm putting this on Facebook is because of the recording, you can play back at your own leisure, and it'll also be on Blog Talk Radio. And thank you, Blog Talk Radio, for allowing me this 30 minutes to be able to make this communication to folks, because they want to share it, and it may save someone a lot of heartache this holiday season or any time. So alcohol effect number 8, the urge to eat all the food that your body can get in it. Once your nausea goes away, there's an unavoidable urge to eat everything and anything as long as it's, listen to this now, as long as it's not healthy and definitely not salad. You want to carb load stat. We're talking about carb load stat. It's like the athlete that wants to carb load the day before they have a huge performance, the track meet or the football game. They carb load to provide extra energy availability. So the effect, number eight, is the urge to eat. And the reason that occurs is because consuming alcohol can cause depletion of glycogen stores in the process of metabolizing the alcohol. So this will make your body crave carbohydrates to replace glycogen. Glycogen is the way your body stores calories in your liver. If you've ever heard of the second wind, where you get a massive amount of energy, excuse me, that's what's occurring. The liver is sending glycogen to the muscles. The muscles then will metabolize it and give you that extra strength. We all have that ability. Alcohol interferes with that production because it interferes with the way the liver works. So whether it's building up toxins, the liver building up toxins because it's trying to break the alcohol down in to acetaldehyde and water, then what occurs after that, once the nausea starts to go away, then you have this desire to eat anything as long as, my family will like this, as long as it's not healthy and as long as it's not salad, because you want a carb load. The reason you want a carb load is your glycogen levels are depleted or they're low, and as a result of it, you need to carb load to get your glycogen storage back up so your body can function. So as you can see, alcohol can cause depletion of a lot of stores in your body, and the process of metabolizing it produces toxins. So this makes your body crave carbohydrates to replace your glycogen stores. So in addition to this, excuse me, now alcohol reduces the amount of leptin. You've probably seen leptin. Leptin is what we call a satiety hormone. Alcohol reduces the production of not only chemicals in the brain, but a hormone called leptin. Leptin is what slows you down from eating. It's called a satiety hormone. It makes you feel satisfied after eating a meal. Yes, there is a hormone actually that does that, and alcohol interferes with it. So alcohol might even stimulate nerve cells in the brain that increase your appetite. So that doesn't make me surprised. And, you know, whether you're concerned about having a healthy brain or whether you're concerned about doing things you would normally do, sometimes when you get a little education and you understand it, you make better decisions. So effect number one is that warm and fuzzy feeling that alcohol does. So you reach for another one. Then you get the confidence high where the body is producing more GABA and glutamate. And these are excitatory and calming kind of hormones that the body normally makes. And as a result of that, make decisions that you wouldn't normally make. So effect number three, coordination chaos. Have you ever had that or seen that? You can't talk properly. Your muscles won't work properly. You can't walk properly. The next thing occurs is memory loss and blackouts. So keep eating, folks. Keep eating, because the body's ability to function becomes impaired. Effect number five, the spinning room. You ever seen anyone? You put one foot on the floor and finally fall asleep. Effect number six, the 4 a.m. wake-up call to either go to the restroom or get something to eat. Effect number seven, the hangover or hangxiety. It's because acetaldehyde produces this horrible, horrible headache in your body and because you're getting dehydrated. Effect number eight, the urge to eat anything and everything as long as it's not healthy. So, folks, as we're seeing, every study indicates, now listen to this, this is very important. and sorry to be the bearer of bad news, but there can be serious, long-lasting damage from binge drinking. Studies have indicated that people who regularly drink heavily or binge drink are more likely to develop dementia. So alcohol damages the brain. Alcohol makes you do things you wouldn't normally do, and some folks, unfortunately, it becomes an issue that they can't walk back. So have a happy holiday, and I certainly hope and pray this has helped you. Dr. Jim Bachman, have a good evening.